Sometimes I know what song this Monday needs.
I need it. It's mandatory.
Mandatory Metallica. Cage Cult.
Sheriff who encouraged homeowners to shoot intruders in order to save the taxpayers' money is being lambasted by Florida defense attorneys who are accusing him of offering wildly irresponsible advice that could cause needless loss of life and aggravate racial tension. So this is this guy's name is I'll tell you his name in just a second. Oh, Bob Johnson. He is the Santa Rosa County sheriff, and somebody was breaking into houses and a homeowner shot at the guy and missed.
Okay.
And this was the sheriff's response. It did happen a little while ago, but the video of his response has gone insanely viral and it deserves a convo. Here's what the sheriff said. Don't mind the dramatic bed.
As to the person, we don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually. So whoever that was, you're not in trouble. Come see us. We have a gun safety class we put on every other Saturday. And if you take that, you'll shoot a lot better, and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money.
And from what I understand, he's saying save the taxpayers' money, and that if you kill the guy, then you know he doesn't have to be put up in jail, which causes a lot of money to be spent and things like that. Is it okay or not okay to encourage homeowners to shoot intruders?
Man. I don't want anybody breaking into my home, but should it be a death sentence if somebody breaks into your house? I don't know.
I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And it brings me no joy to say that. And it's not just I don't want to kill anybody and I don't want anybody else to kill anybody.
Right.
But I believe that if that precedent was set, then you probably, over a period of time, dramatically decrease the amount of people that are willing to break into somebody's home. If you knew, as a criminal, that if you open someone's door, they are going to shoot you, and they don't have to worry about anything, and that was just a known fact, I bet you we'd have a lot less home intruders. And that brings me no joy to say, because I do think tone like this feeds into the I wish a mother effer would mentality, which leads into problems everywhere. Like, I do think this kind of tone, and I'm maybe reaching a little bit, but feeds in to the kind of mentality that happened at the dog park, to the kind of mentality that happened with Curtis Reeves, where you have just created this culture where if somebody does something to you you don't like, you can shoot them. I don't get down with a bunch of that, but if you decide that you want to come into my house, especially in the middle of the night, like, I think you've made a very, very, very bad decision, and it very well could cost you your life.
It doesn't bring me any joy to think about teenagers, like I'm talking 16, 17, breaking into a home and getting shot and killed, but right now, I don't think they have a healthy fear of armed homeowners, like shooting and killing them, because it's not happening a lot.
Probably depending on the area. On the area, I think probably Grady Country, they probably know pretty well. This is up in, I think, the Panhandle, Santa Rosa County. So, I mean, I imagine in certain more rural areas, you know that everybody's strapped up, and if there's somebody's home, there's a good chance they're going to shoot you.
727-579-1025. Drew Grubb Alive. Oh, yes. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, in the conversation about if somebody's coming in my house in the middle of the night, entering my house, that is, I automatically don't know that they're, not there to rape and murder me.
No.
Or cause harm to my family.
Right.
Like, we're assuming if you don't kill them or shoot them right away or shoot at them, that they're just there to grab some stuff and be on their merry way.
Yeah, we don't know
what kind
that.
Of harm are they going to cause you, and how long are you willing to wait to find out?
Yeah, anybody in your home who is there against your permission, in my opinion, is a deadly threat.
Yeah.
Drew Graba Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hi, guys. My name is Stephanie.
Hi, Steph. What's up?
Great show as always.
Thank you.
Well, with regard to the airplane guy.
Yeah, we were talking before the break, just so everyone knows. We were talking before the break about the Yellowstone actor who plays Lloyd, the ranch hand. He refused to get on a plane because he was going to sit next to a masked individual.
Yeah, I mean, mind your business. What business is it of yours if he's got a mask on? Makes no difference in your life.
Doesn't affect
you. Like the other guy was talking about that shedding whatever.
Yeah.
I would think the mask would help with that.
That's actually a good point. Yeah, is it just oozing out of it? Damn, I wish I would ask him that question. If he's wearing a mask,
yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anybody who would say that the shedding just what oozes, the vaccine remnants just oozes out of your pores and floats through the air. That doesn't sound very scientific.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's more of a social statement of, you're weak, you got a face diaper on, I don't want to sit next to you. It's like, respect somebody else's choices, shut up and sit down, Lloyd.
Yeah, because you never know what's going on. Like you said, there's people with, you know, compromised immune systems.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things that you don't know.
Hell yeah. Great call. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You do the same thing.
I'm, I don't know. I think it's also, like, I try to always look at people's lives. Like, this man is a legitimate cowboy. Like,
yeah.
I think he's done a couple things in his life in the way of acting. Like, I think Taylor Sheridan found him because he was a ranch hand. Like, this guy is not like any of us when it comes to the life that he lives. He says he's never been vaccinated in his life. He's never vaccinated a horse or a dog that he's owned. So I don't say that as an excuse for him acting like a douchebag. I'm just saying, at the very least, when we have these moments, we should realize that we all come from very, very, very different backgrounds. And this man, for the most of his life, has lived in the middle of nowhere, spending more time with horses and cows than human beings.
I don't have any animosity or disdain for anybody who got the vaccine. I don't have any animosity or disdain for anybody who didn't.
Yeah.
The people I have a problem with are the people who have a problem with someone because of their choices. Let's let other people live their lives. And if that doesn't jibe with the way we make our choices, awesome. Why would we all want to be the same? Drew Graba Live with John Senning. Who are you?
My name's Ray. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Not too much. Hey, man, while I was on hold, man, and y'all come back with that new topic, like, my mind's going so many different ways, places, but
give
I was calling about the mask.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I was calling about the mask. So, like, being on about as far stereotypical right side as you can be kind of person, big truck, all that fun stuff that comes with it, kind of like the package, I believe it's fine to wear one on a plane, just as given there's places where I myself might not be a mask person, but I could see that if they handed me a mask, I put it on. One, hospital. Two, doctor's appointment.
Yeah,
three,
sure.
A closed encounter of all these different people from all over the world getting back to their place. So
yeah.
If he wants to wear a mask on a plane, that's fine. But I will say, with me seeing the mask, it kind of does tip his hat a little bit of who I'm going to be dealing with for the 4 hours sitting next to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like, well, you don't know, but you can assume that they're doing it for like
a
particular.
Yeah, getting out of a little bit.
Yeah,
trying not to.
Yeah, and I totally get that. Just like on the other side, that guy mentioned the MAGA hat. If you sit down next to somebody who's wearing a Make America Great Again hat, you know who you're going to be sitting with for the next 4 hours.
A patriot.
A true American patriot who wants America to be great again. No,
now, what about
kidding.
This?
Well, go ahead.
What if the dude that breaks in your house in the middle of the night has a mask on? Are you more likely to shoot him then?
And a MAGA hat.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I might clean the MAGA hat up, that's all. But other than that, like, definitely, it don't matter who's in my house. They're not coming in my house to ask me for no sugar. They don't need anything to help make their recipe that they're making for tomorrow's potluck.
Good point.
They are getting it. And I believe that potluck. Certain things, no, it's not okay to just go shoot. And people make it out like we're just out to shoot anybody that we get a chance to. No, it's the people that put themselves in that position of the repercussion is you might get shot.
Well, you aren't, but I think you also have to be open to the fact there are a lot of people out there who have this deep kind of fetish for the idea of someone crossing them and being able to kill them. And I think those are the people that you see doing it at the dog park, in traffic, in all these different places. So you may not be the guy, but those guys exist.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah, so my point on that is when we're kind of pushing for some of these laws that we want to be able to enact and preserve our property, just like that one that happened, you know, the migrants or whatever, or the Spanish descendants that, you know, the homeowners shot that were on their property. And then the governor of Texas was already expected, like, we're not going to have that bill passed where you can just be hunting people. And what they're trying to enact is people are scared to stand up for their property, and people are scared of the repercussions versus what's coming. So they won't protect themselves, because let's say my house is getting broke into and I feel like this is a proper justice shooting. And maybe it was, but it all depends on how it goes for which party, on how they're going to possibly prosecute this and he gets away with it, or they're going to make an example of it. So people don't know what the heck to do. So now we just want a clear, decisive, when are we allowed to protect our property and when are we allowed to stop what we're seeing going on before we're going to get in trouble?
I hear you. When you feel your life is in danger.
Well, I think that's where the Castle Doctrine comes in. Because I think the Castle Doctrine and the Stand Your Ground are mildly different in that I think the Castle Doctrine allows you, if somebody forcefully enters your home, to shoot and kill. And I don't – like, that guy's right in the sense of you're not going to hear this tone from sheriffs, you know, in L.A. County or you know, in New York or other states where they're going to encourage people to shoot. I mean, Florida has got to be one of the most shoot first, ask questions later when it comes to people entering your house places in the United States, right?
Yeah, we're one of the shootin' states that you're going to find.
Texas, maybe?
He mentioned the potluck. What would you make? Like, if someone said, hey, you got to bring a dish to a potluck.
Oh, man.
What are you making?
Is it like?
Sorry to take us on a tangent.
Can I make anything?
Yeah. Yeah, anything. Side dish, dessert, entree, like your best potluck meal dish.
That's a heavy-handed question.
Sorry, I know, but he said it, and I just thought it would be good to interject some levity.
Well, now I'm like, do I do a protein? Like, do I really try to pop the crowd with a picanha or something? Maybe something like that, like a large piece of meat that I can bring fresh off the smoker and slice up thin for everybody's enjoyment. Dude, that's really tough, man.
Think on it.
What do you got?
Probably my buffalo chicken dip. I know anybody
can
make
one.
You
can do better.
I don't feel like I can do better.
You can do better.
It's what I do best.
Dude, there was this dish that my high school girlfriend's mom used to make all the time, and it pops up on like Facebook stories now, and it's called funeral potatoes. Have you ever heard of them? Or I think it's because they'll kill you, but it's pretty much the cubed potatoes.
Right.
And it's like cream of chicken, sour cream, cheddar, like all of this stuff. And they are legit. And then you crunch up cornflakes and put them on the top, and it gets all crispy. And then by the time it's ready, you can, like, cut it out in a square. It is one of the most – like, if I wanted to have a true potluck Americana side dish type thing, I would make that. Because every time I've made them or been around people to do, everybody's like, damn, these potatoes are insane.
That'll go well with my genocide mac and cheese.
Well, it just depends – I find there to be a small gap between funeral and genocide, but the genocide, I don't know why they're called funeral potatoes. I think it's because they like kind of clog your funeral is coming sooner if you eat them.
Yeah, you eat a lot of those things and you'll be having a funeral. I just wanted to ask, by the way, there's a Freddy's frozen custard in Polk County now.
Oh, wow. They just put one in Lake County too, out by my parents in like Mount Dora. Dude, how does Tampa St. Pete not have one?
Dude, how do they go to Lake Wales and not Lakeland and not Tampa?
I did see, I don't know your feelings on them. I don't think it's a good one. Do you have any thoughts on Jack in the Box? Jack in the Box?
Yeah, I like to do it.
Yeah, because they're coming to Florida, I guess, which people are excited about.
Yeah, I like Jack in the Box. Yeah. Drew Garber live with John Senning.
Hello.
Hi.
This is John.
Hey,
hi, how you doing?
By the way, I'm sorry. To interrupt.
Sorry.
Very rarely do we put out the bat signal. I was thinking about him this morning, and I don't know why. OMJ, old man John, has been missing.
Oh.
And the fact that he is old, and sir, you seem old too, and you reminded me of him. I just want to make sure he's alive. So if you're alive, just let us know.
Check in, old man John.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John.
About 4 years ago, the guy broke into my house while I was sleeping. And I woke up and I caught him with a bag full of my collectible merchandise, and I shot him in the leg.
Oh.
Cops came. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, their attorney, the guy I shot, was suing me for just making him disarmed and hurt him, and his leg was going to be amputated.
Oh,
in your house.
You took his leg.
I shot him right in the thigh.
Did you, like, in your mind, was it, I'm going to kill this guy?
No, I wanted him caught, so I disabled him, shot him right above the kneecap.
Ooh.
And I have hollow point bullets, so that's all I needed is one, and it dropped him. And then I was being sued, and, of course, my attorney just laughed at the other attorney, and it was dismissed because they were in private property without being invited.
Okay, so you didn't, I mean, you were out the attorney fees, or did he have to pay your attorney fees, too? I would hope he would.
No, I didn't pay any fees at all.
Good.
The attorney at first took, like, pro bono because he's a friend of mine.
Sure.
And he said, well, let's see if we can get any money out of them.
There you go.
So.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Yeah. And by the way, U2's attorney works pro bono. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Can you imagine that? You survive a home invasion, you shoot some dude, and then the dude sues you for shooting him?
The thing is, too, is that, you know, I think they, like the gun people, the professionals say you pretty much got to shoot to kill.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can understand. I think you shoot him right in the dick. I mean, that just feels like. Like, that's not going to be a good day for them. Hopefully, they're not going to die, but they're going to have a bad go.
Oh, they're going to live the rest of their life like, I shouldn't have broken into that guy's house. I got shot in the dick.
Yeah.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
Modern medicine. They'll probably put it back together.
I don't know. Depends if you got hollow point bullets or not. That thing bury right in the hole.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hi.
Come on. Stop it.
Hello? Just trying to talk to you.
By the way, actually, it's a widespread tradition to serve those potatoes at funerals.
Oh, that's why they call them funeral potatoes?
Yeah, I mean, they probably will kill you quicker, but that's not why they're named that.
Good. Hello?
Okay. Yes?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Ma'am?
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, I wanted to comment on what you were talking about.
Okay, well, that's why people normally call our radio program. We'd love to talk to you about what we're talking about.
Shave It Clean hotline, please leave a message after the tone.
You shave it clean?
Yeah, pretty good.
Hello?
Hello.
Goodbye. This is rude.
What's rude? We're having some fun.
We're having a little
rude. It's rude.
You said hello a few times. We were trying to.
It's rude. You're being rude.
We were having a conversation, and you kept saying hello over us.
Okay? And I wanted to comment on something.
All right.
I'm working.
All right. Well, geez, who put Fresca all over your panty shield? What?
I'm a little impatient.
Yeah,
I'm
I can tell, but like, we're at work.
You're jerking around with me.
That's what we do. We have fun here. I don't know if this is your first time listening to this.
At some point, though, it's at my expense constantly.
Hello?
Constantly? Do we call you at work and do
what
this?
What did we do? Have we done this?
You keep playing my voice in the background.
That's not your voice. That's Michael Jackson.
I'll try to say what I was going to say. I'll disregard your immaturity.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not going to disregard that. Poopy face.
Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you. Come on.
You're right back in our arms, baby. Yeah. Snuggle up close.
Let's do
it. You can't quit us, babe. You can't quit us, toots.
Hello?
You guys are funny.
Thank you. You're pretty funny, too.
Okay, all I want to say is that it's the wild
727-579-1025. I did that because John was taking a sip of something and I wanted to make him spit it out.
Good, I'm on a tea thing today. Peppermint tea. Ooh. You smell it?
It smells peppermint tea.
Yeah, it is.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's CJ. Am I on the air?
Yes.
So, anyway,
what's wrong with people?
Yes.
Hello.
I had an opinion. Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
How do you like the smell? Is it good?
It's rude. The smell is rude.
Can I stay with you tonight?
You're constantly doing this to me.
Okay.
Constantly.
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. No. As it had an opinion on the sheriff, I think him telling that to people is actually pretty cool or okay.
Thank you.
I think that a lot of people have children to protect, and if you know about, you know, human trafficking and stuff like that, there's a lot of stats on, you know, people doing crazy things to get your children. So if you're in my house in the middle of the night, I'll probably delete you before you get a chance to harm anyone in my household. So I appreciate that from the sheriff, and I think a lot of people may feel the same way when it comes to protecting your kids.
I don't know about traffic. I've never heard of like a trafficker breaking into your house to traffic your kids. I always thought they like do it in the mall or a pizza place or something.
Like Toys R Us, they take them. That's what I heard. Well, I had a friend whose kid was abducted from a Toys R Us.
Yeah, code Adam.
Oh, that's got to be some scary stuff. But that's where my mind goes, and that's my opinion on that, you guys.
Thank you, man.
I do think, as a man who prides himself on being a true crime professional, the break-in and take-your-kid thing is, like, any time that happens, it's always the parents. Like it's the possibility of someone coming in your house to take your kid and then take them out, not super duper likely. You should still shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
They're just probably not there for your kid.
Make sure you're shooting them because your life is in danger, not because you think they're going to traffic your kid.
Did your mom or dad ever tell you that, like, if you got kidnapped, they'd return you?
They said they would pay no ransom.
Yeah. I remember that being a thing, like, that you know, well, if someone takes you, they're going to bring you back anyway. So.
Yeah. It was starting at the age of 8. My mom would dress me in, like, super revealing shorts.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt that says, I heart pedophiles.
Yeah. Trust me. I've seen some of those videos, the way you were walking.
I was asking for it. Begging for it. Hello, Drew Grabo Live with John Senning. Who are you?
It's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
The epitome of ignorance.
Hello?
Who?
Your show.
What the hell?
What's
wrong
with you? What do you mean?
I thought we were having a good time. It's a Monday. Hello? We're just, I thought we were just a little lighthearted fun, to be honest with you. I mean, we've been talking COVID. We've been talking murdering people in your home. I mean, that poor lady, maybe she caught a stray, but I mean, like, ignorance. I mean, what do we do?
Let me see. The epitome of ignorance. Lack of knowledge or information. No, we don't lack knowledge or information. Hello?
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 Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Leland Fry. I wanted to say, is this the radio or am I fucked up on the number?
Whoa.
Let's watch the language, because if it was the radio, then you would have just cursed on it.
Yeah. Yes, and it is. So don't do it again.
There's no way Drew Garabo just answered the phone.
Well, it was ringing, so I had to.
Yeah.
All right, real quick.
Jesus, man.
Sounds good.
This isn't us, by the way. No, I don't think.
We're not messing with this guy. He might be messing with us.
I would respect that. This is good. This is good stuff you're doing here.
If that's a troll you're doing, well done on the phone cutting out bit. Oh, hello?
Yep.
Your phone was...
Wait, am I being fucked with?
Jesus!
Will you watch the language, you idiot?
Jesus.
Idiot. Like, if you think you might be on the radio, why would you say the F word twice? You're the epitome of ignorance.
I will say that is the danger of making people think that maybe they're not on the radio.
Point taken.
I'm just saying, you know.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're gonna talk to this guy after I admonish
that
him.
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you put him on hold?
Oh, I did.
You get two F-bombs and a return?
I'll be giving him quite the admonition, John. Admonishment. That sounds like a weird word.
Do it during the break. It'll be better that way.
Yeah.
I'll record it and post it on social media.
Thank you. We forgot our video today.
We did,
and
this will be it.
Okay, good. Good. And when we come back, what rock and roll star was arrested for mooning his fans? You'll find out. Next.
When? Oh, next?
Next.
Okay. Sick of your electric bills? Well, Solar Bear has the solution for you. With financing and leasing options available, owning your own solar system or enjoying lower monthly expenses is well within reach. Sign up today and enjoy no payments for 12 months. Plus, your monthly finance or lease payment is going to be significantly less than your power bill ever was. And here's the best part. No upfront cost or down payments required. With a 25-year warranty on all equipment, you can trust in Solar Bear for reliable, long-term energy savings. Don't wait and make the switch to Solar Bear today and start saving for a brighter tomorrow at solarbear.com.